You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover.
Great Scott!
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Well, we have a ton to get into today. It's the Sports Hangover. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Gus Kattengill with you, GCAT underscore 17. We'll hear from the intern shortly. You know the question of the day today. It's a Saints game day. Pelicans game day as well. They are facing Minnesota for a second straight time. They played them back over on Saturday. Things didn't go so well. 96-89, the final there. Pels still searching for their first win of the season. They lost here at home against Philadelphia last Wednesday. Friday at Chicago, 128-112. It wasn't pretty. At Minnesota, 96-89 tonight. The T-Wolves, 7 o'clock. You can hear it right here on ESPN New Orleans. But we know at 7:15, it's Saints and Seahawks. Seattle, a 4-point favorite. That is going to be our focus today as we look at what happened in the NFL last weekend. Lots of storylines and things going on as well. Just a couple of minutes ago, Matt Rhule, head coach of the Panthers, was having his press conference, you know, the day after of a game day. They benched Sam Darnold yesterday, and in the presser, he says he's met with Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, that they need to do things differently, and actually said at this time he's not planning on replacing him yet. You heard me say this a while back, especially after the Ed Orgeron news. I know there's a lot of LSU fans that can't let go of 2019, and you shouldn't. Greatest college football season ever for many. I hear you. But the whole hire Joe Brady thing, that's why I was like, stop it. Stop it. I've heard both sides of the story. Doesn't care for recruiting. Blame Sean Payton for his, you know, not being able to branch out and all this other stuff. And then I heard the other side outside of Baton Rouge where it was they barely knew the guy. Looking to be replaced. This guy interviewed for head coaching job last year. And I was like, what? There you go. So just letting you know how it's going in Carolina. Maybe it's Matt Rhule in them, right? Because they're also now reportedly trying to compete with the Dolphins for Deshaun Watson. November 2nd is the NFL trade deadline. Halloween this weekend, Saints and Bucks, they looked incredible yesterday against the Bears. I told you that was going to be a beating, and it was. Tom Brady getting his 600th touchdown, passing Drew Brees and all that stuff. So that's to come, but again, game tonight. A big one when you look at the standings, a big one when you look at the rest of the NFC here as well. Arizona on top. They won yesterday. They're still undefeated, 7-0. The Bucs won, 6-1. Packers making it look easy, 6-1. Only loss, of course, is the Saints. Right now, if the season ended today, Saints at the Packers, by the way, would be the playoff seedings. Dallas is below them at 5-1. Rams 6-1. Here's your wild card right now. Saints 3-2. Vikings 3-3. How about the Falcons winning at Miami? Well, that Tua situation doesn't look good here as well. So anyway, got all that going on. And look, Seattle's 2-4. Just a really not much separation there. So it's a big game today. First and foremost, the Saints are going to have to deal with a little more adversity. Not even just in the injury department. We'll get to who's out here in a quick second. You're looking at low 40s or high 40s, 49-ish, 48-ish, however you want to look at it, depending on the weather app. And it is going to be pouring. If you watched Sunday Night Football yesterday, that bomb cyclone that's off the coast in California, that's going to be bringing wind and rain to Seattle tonight. 86% chance of rain, if not more. It's going to be windy. It's going to be rainy. Who does it benefit? You add the noise. You add all of that. Let's talk about that game here tonight. Let's bring in the intern at J.D. Kleber's way to follow him over on Twitter. Jordan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I love the weatherman reporting.
Yes.
Thing of the weather out in California moving up to Seattle. So I love that insight.
Well, I mean, it is an issue. I mean, when you take a look at it,
it is.
You look at the game last night, if it's anything like that, it is. Now, that said, as I'm watching the game, I mean, the Colts were going up and down, and the 49ers were as well. So I didn't watch that game. Give me your opinion. I didn't watch that game and go, you're not going to be able to score. I didn't get that sense and feeling. I thought the run game was important, and you saw a lot of the yardage coming through the run game. So I thought that was big, and you saw that. But I don't get the sense and feeling that you're not going to be able to score because of weather. Look, San Francisco's natural grass. Seattle is artificial, so it should drain better. You should have better footing and all that aspect of it. You can hear from Alvin Kamara talk about it, Jameis Winston talk about it, a couple of players talk about the weather, DeMario Davis, you name it. So we'll have all of that on today's show here as well. But Jordan, you know, the question of the day on a game day, it's real simple.
Yes, Monday's question of the day. Saints fans, give us your keys to the game and score prediction as the Saints take on the Seattle Seahawks. You can comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003. Mm-hmm. And there's another New Orleans team playing tonight, your New Orleans Pelicans. They take on the T-Wolves in their second game. They lost to them a few days ago. What do you want to see from them tonight? They're going into this game 0-3, and the T-Wolves are 2-0. So just give us your take. Again, you can comment at ESPN Radio over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003.
Can I go first on the on the Pelicans thing? What I want to see tonight?
Can I go first? I mean, for sure. Go ahead.
30 turnovers.
What? Say that louder.
30 turnovers. That's what they had in the last game.
Oh.
I got a real simple one. What I want to see tonight. How about we just keep it to below 20? I mean, I'm just going to tell you, there's a lot of things we can go into that as to why they're 0-3, the lack of offense. I mean, Brandon Ingram did put in 30. We can get into all of that. If they don't protect the basketball better than they're doing, they're not winning anything. I'm at a loss. I mean, that is an absorbent. I mean, Brandon Ingram had 7 himself. I mean, it's just, that is a... I don't know. I don't. You know what? I can't say it. Here's head coach Willie Green, real quick.
Don't you dare say it.
Yeah, it's something we just have to continue to work on. Love our fight. Our guys went out and they fought, especially in the second half. We climbed back into it, but we do have to take care of the ball and we gotta execute better.
I'm with them. They're fighting.
I'll take that answer.
I don't know. Give me your quick take. What do you want to see tonight from this team?
I think a lot of people on Twitter are saying it best. I just want to see a W, honestly. I just want to see a win at this point.
You ready for a W?
It doesn't have to be pretty. Get out of there, place happy. I mean, it could look horrible. Just get out of there with a win.
Wow. You really don't care. Kind of like along the lines of the New Orleans Saints, what they've been able to do so far. Jordan, you mentioned the question of the day. And the key of the game here, I'm going to kind of go along those lines of turnovers, right? Obviously, if you turn the ball over that much with the Pelicans, doesn't matter how much fight you have or 30 points by Brandon, doesn't matter. You can't give the ball up that much. I actually think that is the key of all the keys. And I know that's, well, Doug, Gus, you don't want to do that. Yeah, I know. I know it's along the line of John Madden saying score more points than the other team. But specifically, I'm going to say this, Jordan, cannot turn the ball over in the first quarter. Does that make sense? Like, you got to survive that first quarter, whether it's the weather conditions, whether it's the noise. Look, their backs are ridiculously up against the wall. Geno Smith didn't play too terrible last game, in which first game he started after Russell Wilson. He'll be better prepared for this. He's had an extra day. It's Monday Night Football. Saints coming out of the bye. It feels like forever since they've played. And I just think the last thing you want to do in that environment on that team is awaken any ghosts whatsoever. Now, I know they played really well the last time they were there 2 years ago, but you get what I'm getting at, huh, Jordan? Like, you can't have an interception in the opening drive by Jameis. You can't have a Kamara fumble that gives him the ball at the 25-yard line on the second play. You know what I'm getting at? Like, you have to avoid...
I'll let the crowd get into it, yeah.
Yeah, well, you have to avoid an immediate infusion of energy and, hey, let's go get this W to them in the first quarter. I'm not saying that I want interceptions or pick sixes and whatever in the second or third or fourth quarter. What I'm saying is you got to give yourself a chance to at least get your footing under you, and then let's see what happens game plan. Both teams going to have with their first 15 plays, they're going to have their initial game plans, then the adjustments. You can't lose the game in the initial phase before the adjustment phase, if that makes sense. That, so that's why today, crucial. First quarter, avoid a turnover to get them going. That's me. So that's why I'm narrowing it down. What do you want to see in the game tonight by this team?
Get to the quarterback. Make Seattle look like that they have a starting, a backup quarterback. Yeah. Make them, don't let him, come out and put on a performance like he's the starting quarterback, like we've seen in years past the Saints do, with backups. And that's my key to the game is just, getting to the quarterback and not letting him get going, particularly.
It's interesting you say that about getting to the quarterback. Look, I'm with you. At this point, and we've said this, right? We're still waiting. How about this? Good a time as any. Good a time as any. To
100%
to get a sack here, Cam Jordan. I need Cam Jordan. I know. I get it. I've seen the stat. The Saints' defensive ends have been double teamed the most. Everybody else. I get it. One more game next week. David Onyemata comes back. That should help. I get that. But you know what? When you're an All Pro and you're that good, you're gonna get double teamed. T.J. Watt. I mean, we've seen the last 2-3 weeks defensive players stand up, make plays. I need Cam Jordan to come alive. I need Cam Jordan to come alive tonight. I just do. No Peyton Turner. He's out. No Taysom Hill. No Devontae Harris. And no Dwayne Washington. They've been ruled out for this game. You should get back Marcus Davenport back. Let's see if Kwon Alexander gets in. My old indication is that's going to happen. McCoy, Armstead. You should get some infusion of starters back. But here's DeMario Davis over the weekend on if the lack of sacks is concerning for him.
Yeah, I think we've been highly effective in our pressure rates. And that's really what our mindset is affect the quarterback. And that has boded well for us, in years when we've had a ton of sacks. And we're doing that, and across the board, we're getting pressure on the quarterback. Now they may still get the ball out and may not end up on the ground, but eventually, they're going to try to pat it and hold it a little bit longer and not be able to throw that ball, and we're going to be in position to get them to the ground. And that's why we've always finished around the top of the league in that category, is because, we have a good game plan. We got players who can execute that game plan at a high level, and we'll continue to do that. And so, we don't get as hyped up in the number of sacks, because we understand it's a lot more that goes into it than just the number of sacks, right? It's actually to get a good pressure on the quarterback, and we've been doing that. But our standard is just high. We want to be first in every category. And so not only do we want to be up there in pressures, we eventually want to be up there in sacks too. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to keep chasing, but we ain't bogged down about, the sacks not being there like they normally are or anything like that, because we're affecting the quarterback at a high rate.
I hear you. But at the same time, you can't be 29th in sacks. Does that make sense, Jordan? You're going to have to start picking that up one way, shape, or form. They're 29th in sacks, and you got to get some. I don't know how else to put it. They have nine. They have nine all season. Nine.
Exactly.
I need more. I'm going to have to need more,
A lot of the games I was watching yesterday, the defensive line was getting to the quarterback, and a lot of those resulted in a turnover of the quarterback, fumbling the football. So when you do hit the quarterback, there is that chance that he does drop the football. So like you said, while I understand he's still getting that pressure and it's giving him less time to throw, it's also, also not getting that, that percentage of turnover that the quarterback can be fumbling the football.
Yesterday, watched the game. To me, was the game of games. I really enjoyed watching the Bengals and the Ravens. By the way, they're sitting atop the AFC, tied with the Titans and the Cincinnati Bengals. They're currently in first place in their division. Yeah, the Burrow and Jamar Chase thing that they're doing right now. He has the most receiving yards through 7 games in NFL history. Jordan, Should I pat my back now? I told you, right? When everyone's like, go get the tackle, I'm like, go get a playmaker. If your quarterback is smart and he's good enough, go get a playmaker. He'll get rid of the football. And you know what? I got to give credit to his coach. Remember last year, what did I tell you? I'm like, you have to help him. You can't drop him back 47, 50 times. You have to run. If you watch that game, he mixes beautiful run games with Mixon, and he's throwing the ball. He's helping his quarterback, unlike Chicago. Anyway, here's my thing. You know who got a sack at the most important part of the game yesterday? Trey Hendrickson. He has 6.5. I understand Cam Jordan's getting doubled, and I understand they're taking turns, taking games off due to injury. Davenport and Turner. It's ridiculous. We haven't had a game where both are really in. At some point, you're thinking that's going to happen as the injury bug just continues to munch on the Saints. But you've got to have more. You can't be 29th if you want to be a playoff team on the defensive end. I do think getting some of these players back will help. But, Jordan, that is my second thing. Avoid a dreaded turnover in the first 2-3 drives. And you got to get – I need to see some sacks tonight. I've got to see some sacks tonight.
Well, all right, give me your score prediction.
I was thinking about that driving in. You know what? I'm going to go something like 24-17 Saints. 24-17 Saints. All right.
I think it's going to be a sloppy game.
Do you think so? Well, give me a score.
I think it's going to be 17-10 Saints.
17-10 Saints. All right. There we have it. Jordan, we'll check in with you a little bit later. Some top stories at 12:45. Rafael Esparza, Marlon Favorite, Leo Haggerty to recap the NFC South. And that's it. The rest of the way, it's your phone calls. Earl, I see you. We'll come to you after the break. We got a Pels game tonight. How do you feel about them, Pels fans? We got a Saints game tonight. Saints fans, give me some keys. Give me some scores. I want it all. Let's talk about that. Oh, by the way, yes, LSU and Ole Miss, if you want to chime in on that. Yikes. It's the Sports Hangover. On your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Working for a living, black. Working for a living, black. Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
It's a big win for Slidell, a big win for the whole North Shore, and it's called Camellia Bay Resort and Casino. This $325 million project will have a positive impact on our community. It's a fact. In cities with resorts like this one, jobs go up, home values rise, and the economy booms. And think about this. All the money that goes to Mississippi casinos now will stay right here and turn into millions for us. Winner! Millions to fix flooding. Millions to build a new sports complex for East St. Tammany, and millions for our roads, our schools, our safety. See what we've got planned for Camellia Bay Resort and Casino. Get more details and find answers to all your questions at thenorthshorewinds.com. Vote yes, and the North Shore wins. Vote yes, and we all win. Paid for by the North Shore Winds.
Craig LeBlanc Toyota is currently open and here to serve our community. With a fresh new inventory arriving daily
and over 150 quality pre-owned vehicles.
If you have any questions regarding vehicle replacement or you're looking to purchase a new vehicle, we are here to help. Stop by 220 South Hollywood Road or give us a call at 985-876-7210 or visit GregLeBlancToyota.com. GregLeBlancToyota.com. We are home strong.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Weather will be a factor. It looks like the rain's going to be in the afternoon, kind of tapering off there. But remember, when they kicking off here, 7:15, it is 5 o'clock over there. They're a little further behind. So hopefully it'll end towards the game. But I can't imagine that it's not going to be a factor at the very beginning, but you watched last night, it was a deluge, right? To look at it from that way. Marcus Williams?
We did. We had a takeaway and we had a big punt return to the house, so that probably took out the crowd, which probably why I didn't really hear him.
All right. So that was the last time. 2 years ago, remember Teddy Two Gloves quarterbacking. Drew Brees had gotten hurt against the Rams. Saints went out there, won defensively on offense, basically don't commit a turnover. I'm okay with that game plan sort of tonight. Again, should get some help on the defensive end, should get some help on the offensive line end as well. Earl, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you today, sir?
Hey, Goose, how's it going today, man?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Hey, Goose, who has 30 turnovers? I've never heard of that. Is that a record?
Yeah, it's not good. I think it might have been a franchise record, to be honest with you. I got to honestly figure that out. I know it was a lot. I mean, ESPN's telling me 28. I saw a tweet of 30. Bottom line, it was a ton.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about that at all.
I'd love to break down the game and do all that thing. But if you can't possess the basketball, I mean, think of this, man. If you have that many, those are, okay, here's Dr. Duh here, right? Captain Obvious. Each one of those possessions could be points. If you think of 30 times two, that's a possible of 60 points. That's just a two-pointer, not including a possibility of three. Give me half of that. Okay, that's 15 times two. That's 30. I mean, you're literally, you know what, away anywhere between 15 to 30 points. Literally, by not scoring because you don't have the ball. It's nuts. That's
good way to put it, Goose. Hey, Goose, about this game, man, tonight, I don't know about you. I'm a little nervous. You know, Pete Carroll is going to come in there and try to do all kind of stuff tonight. The weather's going to be bad. The Seattle's 0-2 at home. I know they got Geno, but you know they're going to try to run some packages and different things.
Yeah.
Man, we're just... I think we got to run the ball, throw some screens, and I think the tight ends are going to be big in this game, Goose, because of the weather. And you can't turn the ball over early. You can't let this team hang around. If they can hang around, I think the Saints are going to be in trouble. Which we got to, man, we can't have no turnovers. Run the ball. Give Winston some time. I think the deep ball is going to be a non-factor. I mean, what's the wind supposed to be like tonight, Goose? Do you know? Is it like 30 miles an hour?
Or? Yeah, well, right now it's showing 18 miles an hour. And again, it all depends when. I mean, it's essentially a tropical system. It's a bomb cyclone. So if you look at the radar, it's spinning. So, I mean, you're going to have gusts. You're going to have, you know, sideways rain. You're going to have all that. So, yeah, just think of a tropical storm and playing a football game. And that's essentially what you're going to have. So again, it's just by the bands and however, you know, many things. You might have a brief period of a torrential downpour and then just light rain.
Look, and then we got the Bucks next. And I know with Peyton, they can't look ahead of this game, but it's still a tough place to play. It's still a tough place to play. Seattle doesn't have the players anymore. Mm-hmm. But does this game get you nervous? Goose a little bit.
No, here's the thing. In terms of nervousness, I just look at it like this, and I'm going to play a lot of this sound here coming up on the show. This team's kind of handled everything, and I love the mentality that has been built. And again, you can take a lot of parallels with teams that you're watching in the NFL that are struggling. The team up in Baton Rouge, you have to develop a culture that understands how to go through this. And I mean, some great sound over the weekend I'm going to play here. From Kamara to Davis to Jenkins to Marcus Williams, they're like, you know, the no BS, no excuse attitude. It comes from Sean, but it comes from the rest of the, you know, team leaders. It's that, okay, so Earl, you can't play today. All right, Jordan, get in. But you have to have confidence in that player, and that player has to then perform. But if you constantly are doing that throughout the year, okay, so what are you adding now? Rain. Okay, great. What are you adding now? Noise. Okay, great. You know, it's just sort of like they've already, from the beginning of the season, I think have encountered this. All right, well, what are we dealing with this week? You know, kind of attitude. So I don't know if I'm nervous about that as opposed to I think if the team executes, they're the better team. And that's why I'm saying don't help them. Don't turn the ball over in that first or two drives. You know, don't give them first and 10 at the 27 because Kamara, of all people, fumbles. Like, just protect it. And look, Kamara said it this weekend. He has to make sure he controls the ball, extra ball security on a reception, on a run, punt return. So they're aware of it, Earl, and that's why I'm not that nervous. This is as well-coached and well-prepared team as I've seen under Sean Payton. I legitimately feel that. It's just a matter of, do you have the horses, right? Carolina, they didn't have the horses, and they didn't prepare for that aspect. But if you're getting McCoy back today, that should help with your communication calls. If you're getting Armstead back, that should help with your communication calls. If you're getting back some of these other guys, it should help you, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Hey, Goose, another thing, change your cleats. And I know Sean's big on that.
I'm going to play something from Kamara. Oh, no, it's gloves, it's visors, it's cleats. Kamara says Sean is on them all the time. No, he joked that he actually thinks Sean's going to, you know, get them pedicures and stuff. Like, he harps on feet.
Hey, Goose, real quick, is Michael Thomas back tonight or no?
No. Michael Thomas is a couple weeks away.
Hey, Goose, look out for Kenny Stills. Look, the last couple of games, they threw him a ball, and we had that touchdown, and we had a flag on the tight end. Man, get that kid the ball more. It looks like he's playing well, Goose. Hey, gotcha. Have a great week. Let's get a W tonight, Goose.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. By the way, just text Daniel Salison, part of the broadcast on Saturday and, of course, tonight. It is a franchise record.
I asked him,
what's the franchise record? He was 30. So you tied the franchise record in turnover. So, indeed, yeah, ESPN's box score at 28. I'm almost positive I knew it was 30, so it was. You cannot win bitty basketball games with 30 turnovers. So we can discuss players, we can discuss lineups, it doesn't matter. If you literally turn the ball over 30 times, it honestly does not matter. You are shooting yourself in the foot, the ankle, right then and there. You're not even giving yourself a chance. Orlando, thanks for calling the show, sir. How are you today?
Hey, how you doing, Gus, man? I'm excited, mm-hmm. but I don't know if you can stop me from being nervous.
Yeah, sure, I understand.
I watched the game last night. Mm-hmm. I watched the game last night, and the running back Taylor from Indianapolis, he's carrying the ball with two hands,
mm-hmm.
and somebody punched it, and it slid right out. With mm-hmm. with extra ball security, he had both his hands on the ball. You could see his muscles bulging because he was squeezing, and somebody mm-hmm. came right in and popped it out. Mm-hmm. But I really feel that the Saints are the better team, and you give Geno enough time, he's going to turn it over for you. But at the beginning of the year, I do want to make one point.
Sure.
At the beginning of the year, I don't want to quote and say the wrong person, but it was somebody, and I think it was a town ruler, mm-hmm. that was banging the table for the quarterback that's in Carolina right now. Give me his name.
Say that again. Who?
He was banging the table for the quarterback and
Matt Rhule, the head coach, Matt Rhule.
Oh no, not Matt Rhule. The quarterback.
Sam Darnold.
The quarterback. Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
He was. How does that? We were discussing about Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston, mm-hmm. and a caller kept calling. Well, I think why you don't just give him a ring. How does that decision look now? After seeing what he had, and that the thing was, mm-hmm. in Carolina, in the Jets that he didn't have the weapon.
Right.
But I remember Sam Darnold that was at USC mm-hmm. with all the talent around him in the mm-hmm. world that continued to turn the football over. I just think if coached under the right coach, which I think that's where Jameson is right now, that he's going to continue to make strides. Watch as this team starts to get healthy and right. come together. We are right. not going to see the same Saints team at the beginning of the year that we're going to see at the end.
No,
and I'm looking for a big, big turnaround in the team and offensive execution.
Randy, give me a score here before I go to break.
I'm going to go 24-10.
That's a nice win. 24-10?
Yeah.
Orlando. Gotcha. Randy's on deck. Orlando, putting all you right. down for 24-10. All right, buddy. Enjoy the game tonight.
You too, bro.
All right, cool. Quick break. When we come back, we will go to Randy over on the Best Bank. Right after, of course, I tell you about DraftKings. Because not just for football, but also, of course, for basketball as the You know, the Pels will eventually get a win, I promise. But look, you can still have fun with playing your daily fantasy sports with DraftKings and get that free shot at millions of dollars in prizes. It's real simple. Play your daily fantasy the way you've done fantasy football, except you're going to get points for three-pointers, rebounds, assists, and more, everything else that goes to it. It's simple. Each player has a salary. Stay under the salary cap. Set your lineup. Play. See how you do against everybody else, and you can make some money. It's safe, secure, reliable. And best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. So two things you got to do. Download the DraftKings app, please. And then put in the code LAROSE, L-A-R-O-S-E. And away you go at your shot at millions in total prizes. Quick break. Randy from the West Bank. More of your phone calls. Again, only two guests over the next 2.5 hours. I got plenty of sound to get to, and I got plenty of takes to get to, including yours. It's the Sports Hangover, and you're home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. I don't have to run day. Just another manic Monday.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start. And we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from eTel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back, and we're here to make your business surge. eTel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
The Rouse's Markets in Golden Meadow is back open. The Rouse's family wants to thank everyone that worked so tirelessly to get the store back open to serve our community. Thank you to Rouse's Markets team members who worked at the store every day. Thank you to Rouse's Markets facilities and construction crews. Thank you to Rouse's Markets vendor partners. And thank you, our loyal customers. Rouse's Market in Golden Meadow, now open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day.
Wake up to Wendy's and get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. Made with fresh cracked eggs and served on a hot buttery croissant that's fluffy enough to sleep on. It's time to wakey wakey. Hit the Wendy's drive-thru and get your bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss breakfast croissant for just $1.99. That's a better breakfast for just $1.99. Only at Wendy's. We got you.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Third-party delivery prices may vary. Not valid in a combo.
Come on! Citizen.
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengap.
We know what our identity as a team. I know what our identity is as an offense, as a team. But I think it's just living up to that. It's just, you know, it is what it is. You got to bring everybody up to that level.
All right. It's going to help when you start getting some people back here as well. Michael Thomas at some point in the near future. It does stink not having Taysom Hill and Deontay Harris tonight. It's going to hurt. So it'll be the Alvin Kamara show. Seattle knows that. How will they handle it? Randy from the West Bank, thank you for giving us a call today. How are you, man?
What's up, Gus? How you doing, brother?
Doing well, man. What you got?
Yeah, how Southeast Louisiana is record heat on Tuesday and Wednesday and wintertime on Thursday, huh?
Believe me, I cannot wait for it. I'm so sick of sweating. You have no idea. I'm done with it. I need at least 60s and 50s, man. I hear some people don't like it. Cold. Can I just have where my shirt's not stuck to me every day? I will settle for that.
I'm looking out the window waiting for the cold front, Gus.
Yeah, I hear you, dude.
Yeah, look, I'm going to talk Saints. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about Matt Nagy, but I'm talking about the Saints first. So the Saints win 31-20. That team is just terrible without Russell Wilson. They're bad even with Russell Wilson, but he makes up for so much deficiencies on the whole team, really. But so I want to get to this Matt Nagy. This guy must have dirt on the owner or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only is he just like the worst coach in the league, But did you hear the audio that came out of so Justin Fields threw an interception maybe twice or once, but so twice they said, so he was telling Justin Fields
that, he had 12
that they
men
had
on
12
the
men on the field for defense to hurry up and snap it. And both times there wasn't. And in a press conference after the game, he didn't own up to it.
Look, I've said this before, man. You're seeing it in Philly to an extent with the Jets. It's just you, especially in today's NFL, just in general, at that level, college even. I understand this lore of trying to go get these assistants that sound good, look good, and might have gotten coffee for a head coach that's doing well. It does not mean that's who you are. You know, can you learn from being around a Sean Payton, a Nick Saban, a Sean McVay? Can you learn from that? Sure. Does it make you that? No. And, you know, again, all this guy has been built up to be is this offensive genius and creator. They routinely are showing things. I mean, Dan Orlovsky has made zero bones about it. He's called for his firing the last month. And then not only does he say it, then here's a piece of video. And, you know, it's pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible. Because, again, if you're chiming in, hey, there's 12 men, free play, snap it and go, QB's listening to you. They're talking about this morning about him not having any designed runs. So it's just, again, it's a poorly coached team, you know? I mean, it just legitimately is. I mean, here I am thinking the Saints can win tonight. They don't have Taysom Hill. They don't have Deontay Harris. They don't have Michael Thomas. Everyone in the world knows you got to stop Alvin Kamara, and I still think they can go and win. Why? Because of the coach. Because I know they have good leaders. I know that they have good players, and I think they'll find a way. Like, that's why. But it's based because the team actually knows what they're doing, and it starts from the top. They don't know what they're doing because of him, man.
And I want to say this, too. Not only that, but the team and the players trust Sean Payton and the coaching staff.
Yep.
Man, there's no way those players in Chicago trust Matt Nagy or believe in what he's doing or his game plan. There's no way. And you can't tell me that defense just feels hopeless because that's a really good defense. But you can't tell me they're just on the sideline saying, man, what are we playing defense for? We're never going to score points. We can't win.
Randy, let me play something for you, Dan. I know you said you wanted to give a take on the Saints and Pels here, but this was Alvin Kamara over the weekend talking about Sean Payton's attention to detail. Remember, we talked about it in the Washington game and all the meticulousness and detail when it comes to a Hail Mary, a play you may or may not even use. And here's Alvin just talking about, look, this is who Sean is.
He's super, super detailed, super situation driven. I mean, that's why we do well on Sundays. And, you know, he Friday's supposed to be fast, and he always slowing it down because he got to talk through every little detail. But it pays off and on Sundays because, you know, we might run a play and, you know, he might have changed something during the week. Just something small as a split or you know, I guess just anything. Just something so small, and you see it happen in the game, and you're like, dang, Sean was right. But, you know, those small details and that time just that he takes to – kind of run us through things and explain and pause when we need to pause and get done what we need to get done. I mean, it makes all the difference.
I mean, again, it's literally what you just said. I'm going to play something in a little bit of him kind of going a little further along, saying that he's been on the sidelines. And he listens to it, goes, oh, look, coach is right. He understood it. Does it mean that Sean's always right? No. Does he have bad games? Sure. Bad game plans, bad days. But to your point, Randy, if you're constantly trying to strive for that, you're not going to get nervous. You're not going to feel overwhelmed by a situation, you know? All right, man, give me a key in the score tonight, bud.
Yeah, so just like everybody's freaking out about the weather and all, man, Sean Payton's got everything that with the weather and the crowd and all that. He's been there and done that in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I think the offense, I think they run the ball. I think they open it up for Jameis a little bit. I think 31-20. Saints win and cover, and I think Seattle gets like a late touchdown. But man, I just don't see him moving a ball with his face and that quarterback. I mean, I would take the Saints even if they had Russell Wilson in this game, right?
Wow. Okay. Look, they are favored by 4. It was 4.5. It went down a half point, but they're still favored by 4. And it's over a field goal. So,
well, so was Green Bay.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you, man. Thank you, Randy.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, bud. 800-998-1003. Here's Alvin Kamara on a little more with that as to the first time in that first season of going through Sean Payton practices and how they said it was a bit swimming here, and he thanked veteran players that had been there for helping him out.
You're gonna lie, I didn't know what was going on. I was just like, I was just trying to fall in line. Like, I remember it was like me and Ted Ginn, we came in at the same time. So we were just trying to figure it out. Everything was moving so fast, and I'll never forget, like, B. Cole and Mark and Willie, they was just like pushing us which way to go. Like, we'll call a formation and B. Cole. Like, sometimes I know I'm going with B. Cole, or me and Ted know we're going opposite from each other, so we'll pull each other in, like, kind of direct traffic. But, I mean, just, you know, throughout that year, I kind of got to understand, like, why. You know, sometimes you'll see something happen and you don't know why, so you just think it's a waste of time. You're like, man, what is he doing? That's how I used to feel, like, early in the season with Sean. But then, you know, you got to game 5, 6, 7, 10, and I'm like, dang, this dude is like a mastermind. Like, everything he's doing is for a reason. Because that's my biggest thing. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting time. So once you realize the why and the what, why, when, like, it's crazy, you know, to see everything come full circle.
Remember a couple of weeks ago when I was talking about LSU and their offense and going get a guy because Joe Brady recommended him and trying to go get and recreate Joe Brady's offense? I'm like, again, I'm happy for people that can go on a dry erase board and draw these great plays and think and in theory. But it's by covering this team for now, I don't know, 20 years almost. And especially in specific, since Sean Payton arrived and being on the sideline for 2 years and going to the practices. We had more access when he first got there than you do now. But it's that attention to details. Why I keep saying on the air, what is the reasoning? You have to. It's coaching 101. Like, literally, if you go to coaching and like college and stuff to learn how to be a coach, and I actually took it as a minor. It's the who, what, where, and why, and you have to do that. The KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid. You've heard DeMario Davis touch on it. But you have to explain it and understand it why. And that's why I played that sound after the Washington game. You break it down and you make it as simple as possible by each player. What are you supposed to do? You're going to run this way. Okay, you're going to go over here. Here's that yard mark. When you hit that, you go do it. Go do those things, and you trust that everybody else can do it. And that's what Alvin Kamara is saying there. There's a reason why we're running this offensive play. I go back to the Brian Baldinger breakdown 2 minutes after the Jaguars preseason game for Jameis Winston. He breaks down his highlights, and he goes, this offense has built-in safety sequences or places for him to go with the football. If you know what you're doing and you know where you're going, he has built-in things. That's why, quote-unquote, he's an offensive guy or offensive genius or something. You have to understand that. Just because I have 5 wideouts here, let's run this motion guy over here, let's go snap, 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 let's go tempo, that doesn't make you – I mean, again, do the players know? You may know it. You may think you know what you're doing, but do the players know it? I go back to that game against Auburn. Literally, Johnson snaps, looks left, near side, 3 guys, don't go anywhere. You have trips left, nobody moves. The ball lands at the foot of a receiver. What was the point of that? That was the first down play. The next 2 plays over the middle, you're gaining yards, you're moving down the field. That makes sense. You have to know what you're doing. I mean, and you're seeing it around the league and in college football. It's just, hey, I can draw this up. This looks pretty on a board. Do you know the rhyme and reason why? And once your players do that, that's half the battle. I mean, if your players are now looking, because it slows the game down, they are understanding it. At the line of scrimmage, they're seeing what they need to do because you've told them what to look for specifically. And, you know, Malcolm Jenkins was touching on a little bit about that as well, on how Payton and the team sort of leads and sort of helps one another on this.
I think he does a great job of also putting the onus on the leadership.
Yeah.
And players and making sure that, you know, we also curate the culture.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he makes decisions. We go to Dallas and he's like, we're going to focus on what we can control. And that is carried out by the captains on the team, which is followed by, you know, every other leader, every position. And then all of a sudden, it doesn't really, it's not abnormal because, you know, you look at your leader, he's not flinching. You look at the other captains, they don't seem like they're bothered by it. So, you know, nobody trips. We just focus on what we can control, which is our preparation, how we compete week in and week out, whether it's, you know, in Dallas, whether it's here, whether we got to go on the road. Nobody cares at the end of the day, right? It's all about how we perform on Sundays. And so when we keep the main things the main thing, it kind of makes it a lot easier to block out those distractions and not allow yourself to make excuses for failure.
One more. Here's Damari Davis along those lines. Why is this team able to handle adverse conditions, adverse situations, massive amount of injuries to start?
I think it's a multitude of things. Sean does a good job. He's been around the game for a long time. He's seen almost everything you can see that this game is going to present to you, whether it's the field, whether it's, you know, traveling to the West Coast, whether it's, you know, different things that teams are going to throw at you. He just does a good job of making sure that we're prepared for any and all of those situations. Then speaking to what was said earlier, he created a good culture. You know, we have a lot of veterans, so who know how to prepare, you know, prior to a bye, after a bye. And creating that winning culture that no matter what the situation is, whether it's, you know, every game is just the next one on your schedule and you go in and you expect to win. So I think he's just done a great job of creating that culture, making sure that culture is perpetual. So it's a lot that kind of goes into it, and hopefully it continues to go well for us.
Saints 4-point favorites against Seattle Pelicans taking on the T-Wolves tonight, looking for win number one, taking calls and takes on those two as well. LSU fans, I'd love to hear from you as well. What you thought about that? It started out well. Congrats to the Colonels. They got victories, and for Jordan's Lions, they won yet again. Quick break. We come back. Josh, we'll talk to you. 800-998-1003. Sports Hangover just getting underway here on a Saints game day. On your home for Pelicans basketball as they play again tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN New Orleans. Here comes the mirror man. Says he's a people man. Here comes the mirror man. And if it's This Black and Gold Report is brought to you by Rogers Parts, your home for Napa Auto Parts. Locally owned, nationally known. Get your Napa know-how in Lockport, La Rose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadieville. It's Saints game day, 3-2 NOLA at 2-4 Seattle, a low of 49 and an 86% chance of rain, the forecast for tonight. Running back Alvin Kamara on the weather and if it could have an impact.
It's cool. I don't like rain. Yeah. If it's 40 to 50 and, you know, dry, I'm cool, but I don't think it affects the game plan, but I think there's just a heightened sense of awareness on, you know, ball security and, you know, I mean, I'm returning punts and things like that. So, you know, it's just a little bit more focus on, you know, securing the ball, securing catches. And then if it really gets wet, then Sean talks about visors and then you kind of switch up, I mean, weather gloves and stuff like that. But it don't really affect game plan. Like, we're not in the team meeting room like, yeah, we can't run this play because it's raining. Like, it is what it is. We get paid a lot of money to execute.
Quarterback Jameis Winston says, ugly or pretty, the team has shown a way to win. That's what's important, no matter how it looks.
Yeah, the main focus is finding a way to win. The stats, the big plays, they're going to come. They're going to come as we get more healthier, as we get more of an identity of this offense. Our main key every week is, like, how can we win? And we do our best to achieve that.
Kickoff is set for 7:15. For more on the Black and Gold, keep it here on ESPN New Orleans. This Black and Gold report has been brought to you by Rogers Parts, your home for Napa Auto Parts. Locally owned, nationally known. Get your Napa know-how in Lockport, La Rose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadieville. Napa
know-how. Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' 5 locations, Lockport, La Rose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadieville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa know-how.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. Nola got a handful responses there as well. Should be fun to kind of look at. The Monster, making it real simple. What do you want to see tonight? The Pelicans take on the T-Wolves. LOL, the Pelicans W. Got along the lines as Jordan the intern. He just wants to win. Doesn't care how it happens. He just wants to win, and I'm going to do my best to not bring up, you know what, I'm going to do it once. See what Ja Morant did last night? Dropping 40. 37, 40, and 28. It's three games this season. That's all I'm saying. Josh, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you, man?
Thanks for taking my call, Gus. It's almost like getting that number two overall pick would have been way better. Way better.
Look, the fact that Sam Bowie was trending yesterday along Local Spell's Twitter, not a good thing. Not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. And I'm not going there right now. I'm trying to be happy.
One of my best friends is actually on the dunking team on the Memphis, the Kings of the Dunk, I think.
Yeah.
And as soon as they got Ja, he told me, he's like, Zion will be out of the league in about 7 years. And I thought he was an idiot, but now he's starting to look really, really smart. I got two things that I just want to hang up and listen.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing a Seahawks team that doesn't have their starting quarterback or their starting running back, and mm-hmm. they're missing two defensive starters. Mm-hmm. They've only beaten the Colts, who has a losing record, and they've only beaten the 49ers, who have a losing record. Why are the Saints fans worried about this game if they have no confidence going into a game when the team we're playing doesn't have arguably two of their top four players and we're worried about winning? What is our mindset going to be when we play a team like the Bucs in the playoffs or the Packers in the playoffs? I mean, if we're like about to jump off the edge here on a Seahawks game, where is our mindset going to be later on in the season? We're playing a team literally depleted of talent. I don't know why people are freaking out. We're going to win by like three touchdowns. I really have no idea why people are upset about this.
Put that down. Josh, three touchdowns. Got it.
Well, I'll say this. I could see Kamara having the three or four touchdown game tonight.
I'm with you.
That's just going to happen. I see us getting the ball in their territory a lot. So I got two questions. I'm gonna hang up and listen. Two things I'm curious about, Gus. Where will Zion be playing in 3 years? And also, where will the Pelicans be relocated? I just want to hear your opinion and love the show.
I know the second answer, and that's based off of the owner, who, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, Josh said that she is not selling the team. They're not moving. They're not selling. I've said this before. Regardless of the lack of winning and regardless of the amount of head coaching changes, franchise players leaving, one being unhappy, despite all of that, her value of that franchise has gone from 300 mil to a bill. Who's selling that? I'm not. She also said in that interview with Lee Zurich and in the article that came out with Jeff Duncan, she wants to make sure and has done everything possible to put in her will that those franchises remain and stay in New Orleans. So I understand some people feel that way. Hey, you know, if they lose, let it go. Again, you know my feeling on all of this. Find someone that can make it better. Why would you get rid of something that's incredibly difficult to get once you have? It's going to be more expensive to try to get back. And why is it a bad thing to actually have? It helps your city, not only jobs economically. When they win, it helps, you know, it's almost like a walking billboard. Just find competence. Again, I know the Saints over 50 years and people can't remember that. Well over 2/3 of their franchise's existence was misery. No one says let them move. And, mind you, when the owner did want to try to move after Katrina, the league said no. So, I just honestly think it's a non-story anymore. Honestly. She doesn't want to sell it. She won't sell it. She says it. I believe her. And in her will, she says she's making sure whoever buys it after her, it has to remain here. I believe her. Why would she lie? Same thing with the Saints. As for where Zion's going to be playing in the next 3 years, I honestly don't know. And that's not, Josh, because I don't feel that he can be a Pel or stay a Pel, but I think a lot of it is, well, what does he want to do with his career? I'm not even about the Pelicans. Like, if you're struggling to stay in shape, if you're struggling to build on your game and you're already kind of, if there's enough things already in the league saying that way, well, is it him that wants to be here? And quite honestly, if it's panning out for you or not as an organization. We've just kind of looked at this from one perspective. Will he want us? And I'm not saying that we wouldn't want him. But say he's injured over the next two seasons. Say it's more headaches than not. Are you going to say that is your franchise player and give him franchise money? I don't know. I'm not saying that you wouldn't or not. But to answer where he will be in 3 years, a lot of it depends on him. Unfortunately, one way, shape, or form, right? Does he want to be here? Does he evolve into one of the best players in the NBA? Is he one of those guys where as a franchise, you're like, I'm absolutely investing in him. You can give him the rookie extension this summer. So you'll find out this summer if he signs or if he says, let's play it on final year. You'll find out. How about this though, Josh? How about you get on the court? How about you be the difference maker everybody thinks you are? Let me see that for a bit and I'll start worrying about it. Then I'll start, oh, we got to keep him and we got to. Let's see that effort first. Let's see all of the work first that you're putting in. Let's see all of that. I want to open up Twitter on an every other night basis and see other people across the league like Sam Venezzi tweeted last night. Ja Morant has put everyone on notice and he's out to kill people this year. 40, 37, 28. And I'm not just saying that because it could have been a player the Pels pick. I'm just saying, you're seeing these young guys, people that want to be great. The Trae Youngs, they put in the work and they go out and go get it. That's why I keep saying. It has nothing to do with just what parts. You go out there and show, it's my team, on my back, I'm leading. And you do that in a number of ways, not just on your game, but off the court as well. Like showing up and working out with your teammates. Things like that. Start doing that, and then I'll start getting nervous about whether or not we can keep them. In the meantime, I'm almost like, you got to prove to me as well, bro. That's just me. It's just me. Jordan, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. I'm going to get to the top stories in a quick second, but Richard, I see you on hold here as well. Let's go to Richard as well, buddy, and we'll put him on and see what he has to say, and Jordan can stay on the line here as well. What's up, Richard? How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm like you. I'm looking around. It's October 25th, and I'm like, man, I could go swimming today. I'm sweating so much. What is this? Fall weather? Really?
Yeah, swamp tush is not what I want on October 25th, bro. I mean, I have the fans on high in the studio, and I have the. I mean, I'm sweating. Like, I shouldn't be sweating.
Shouldn't be. You're right. Yeah, thank goodness it'll finally act like it's fall later this week. Mm-hmm. Quick thing, I love what you say because you're right. They have to stop Kamara. And you always said if the defensive coordinator can't figure that out, then they need to be fired. You know, any given team, I put it to you like this. Sure, they know they have to stop Kamara because he's our best and sometimes only weapon.
Yeah.
But you also have to have the personnel to do it. And last year, remember that Bears game, they couldn't do it. And he just ran all over them. The only team that did it, unfortunately, was in the playoffs against Tampa. That linebacker guy who was, like, glued to him was the only one who was able to really shut him down. Mm-hmm. I've watched the Seattle games that they've put on TV. I like to watch our opponents that we're going to play, see what they can do. And I'm just like, wow. You know, it's just they have named players in certain levels, sure, but it's not all cohesive. It's not all there. They get burned up the middle. They literally just get burned repeatedly up the middle and on deep throws. Now, all the weather we might not do that many deep throws with the bad weather.
Right.
But up the middle, that's Kamara's bread and butter if Sean plays him like that as opposed to straight running, in between the tackles. So I'm with you. They have, he's our best weapon, but they have to stop him. And very few teams have been able to do that.
Yeah. And look, and I'm going to say and give the benefit of the doubt of Sean knows that and how to work that and how to play that. And again, it's not the sexiest of names, and I don't know many people walking around. As I saw today, everybody's, saying it up, going to work, wearing their black and gold gear. I don't see many McCoy jerseys. I'm telling you, getting your starting center back tonight is going to help. Now watch. I just said that we're going to have like 5 false start penalties. I think it happens. I think it's going to help, right? My man, top of the hour, thank you so much for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. They're going to win by 2 scores.
2 scores, I'm writing it down, by Richard. Josh said 3 TDs. Richard's going by 2 scores. That's fine, however that happens. Now, 2 scores can be 2 field goals is 6 points. I don't care. Get a point, get home, and then it's Buccaneer week. I'd love nothing more than to win on Halloween. I'm not going to lie to you. Hey, hour one's in the books. Jordan is standing by. We'll do some top stories. We do have a lot of news to kind of cover here as well. Raphael 115, Marlin 215. Your phone calls are rusted away. We got a ton to touch on. Pels tonight at T-Wolves. Saints tonight at the Seahawks. We'll talk college football from over the weekend as well. It's a Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.